softly on a summer breeze. So without further ado, let's welcome Stella to Girly So Groovy.
Je t'en fais
Right there from Oakland, California, indie electronic pop duo Brigine. From their latest album, Macro, we heard the song Counting Sheep. In the middle, it is legendary icon Grace Jones, going all the way back to her 1977 debut album, Portfolio. We heard her take on La Vie en Rose. And then kicking off the second hour, it is new music from Greek artist Stella. The new album is called Adagio. We heard the title track and opening song, Adagio. Again, the name Stella, making her girly, so groovy radio debut. In fact, another band that I want to feature right now to make their girly, so groovy radio debut is a band that I feel like is the more authentic version of Beyoncé's latest country album. It's the band Southern Avenue, using vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation. Southern Avenue is a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their fourth album, Family, is a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggle, determination, and of course, celebrating family. Southern Avenue making their girly, so groovy radio debut right now.
As long as we're bet by the end of the week. New band with a real dream team. Nothing to lose on 3-1.
Every waking day.
celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly. So a groovy music right there from the incredible Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens. This is a woman who in the early 1960s worked as a maid during the day and would catch the bus and travel every night into Manhattan to work the clubs. This is a woman who it wasn't until her 1970s that she finally found the success she deserved by being brought onto the Daptone Records roster along superstars like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens with their song Thank You. That's off of Naomi Shelton's album Cool World. In the middle, it is New Orleans R&B soul singer Betty Harris reaching back to her 1968 single Mean Man, featured on her 1969 album Soul Perfection, Betty Harris. And then starting the set off, new music from Southern Avenue. Their new album is called Family. It was released just last month. We heard the song Found a Friend in You. Lots more music to get to in the last half hour here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Jesse Lanza, Desire coming up, a new music from FKA Twigs, Aromi as well. But before getting into that, let me just remind you that if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or just want to listen again, you can find 10 weeks worth of the program online. Simply go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. That way you can listen at your leisure anytime you like. Coming up next, it is Los Angeles-based harpist, composer, and singer Nayla Hunter, who makes poetic, nature-inspired music blending new age folk and art pop. Nayla Hunter up next here on Girly So Groovy. If you know the band The XX, then I would assume you know one of the band's singers, Romy. Well, recently, Romy released her debut album, solo album, called Midair. We just heard the song Strong from Romy. In the middle, it is new music from innovative British singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, and filmmaker FKA Twigs. She's an artist who ignores genre in favor of emotional impact. Well, FKA Twigs back in January released her latest third album, Eusexua. It's an album that takes her approach of emotion over genre to play with the complexities of intimacy and identity. It is great listening, and we will definitely be featuring more of it here on the program. I can't believe it's taken since January for me to get my hands on it, but I am so glad I did. And then kicking off the set, Los Angeles singer-songwriter Nayla Hunter. From her latest album, Love Gaze, we heard the song Finding Mirrors. Okay, how about some dark dance, neo-disco kind of sounds? It's the band Desire right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Night life.
is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Los Angeles-based electropop singer-songwriter Ali X. From her most recent album, Girl With No Face, we heard the title track, Girl With No Face, from Ali X. And then in the middle, it is music from Hamilton, DJ, producer, songwriter, Jesse Lanza. From her latest album, Love Hallucination, we heard the song Limbo. And then starting that set off, it is music from Montreal Dark Dance Electro Duo Desire, teaming up with Wolfram for the song Sad Abiza Song. That comes from a compilation album called After Dark 4. That about does it, my friends. I hate to say that we've come to the end of this Girly So Groovy, but we are at my least favorite time of the week. We are wrapping up this show. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full nearly 24 years, yes, July marks the 24th anniversary of Girly So Groovy. We've been proudly broadcasting at the University of Windsor on CJAM 99.1 FM, our mothership station, for 24 years now in the Windsor and Detroit listening area. Since then, I am proud to say we are syndicated coast to coast across Canada and into the United States. Over 19 community and campus stations make time in their busy schedules for Girly So Groovy. Unfortunately, I don't have time to list every single station, but each week I love doing a shout out to at least one of the stations that features Girly So Groovy. So this week I want to do a huge shout out to anyone in Sydney, Nova Scotia. We are on Tuesday afternoons in Sydney, Nova Scotia from noon until 2 o'clock on CJBU Caper Radio 107.3 FM. The fact that we are heard, like I say, from coast to coast and into the U.S. just thrills me. And the fact that these stations make time. Again, if you are listening to your favorite or community campus station, I am saying hello to you right now, wherever you may be. If you're one of the nearly 2,500 people who listen and follow through our Mixcloud listening page, a hearty hello to you as well. If you're wondering what I mean by this, if you ever miss an episode or would love to just listen again, know that you can find Girly So Groovy online absolutely for free. No membership required. All you have to do is go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. And like I say, 10 weeks worth of the program just waiting for you to listen at your leisure. Also to stay in touch with the show all week long, find us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook. We are Girly So Groovy there. With that, you can message me any requests you have for the show. You can check out the playlist in print, as well as find links to our Mixcloud page and links to the bands and musicians featured. Speaking of requests, June is right around the corner. It actually could be June, depending where you are and when this recording is being played. But that means I'm going to be looking at doing some kind of Pride programming for June. If there is any Pride artist that you would like me to feature, definitely send me a message and I will try and work that into the month of June for us. All right, friends, let's wrap up this episode. I feel like that last set played with dark dance rhythm, so why not finish with something like that? How about we go all the way back to 2011, when Toronto indie electronic outfit Astra first debuted with their album Feel It Break. I'm going to leave you with Astra and her gorgeous song Lose It. Here is Astra right now here on Girly So Groovy.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hey students, moving into your new place in Kingston? Don't forget one of the most important things, setting up your Utilities Kingston account, because no one wants to move in and discover no water or electricity. Good news, it's super quick and easy. Just head to utilitieskingston.com and fill out the form to open your account. But heads up, it can take up to 5 business days to process, so don't wait until the last minute. Got questions? Visit utilitieskingston.com.
Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Sound Tech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and soundcheck basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Quilt is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. We are open for submissions of creative and academic writing for our upcoming themed volume, Abundance. All subjects and styles are welcome, so long as they align with our theme, and we welcome creative and wide interpretation of that theme. Submissions should be short, sweet, and, as always, brilliant. To learn more, to read our past volumes, and to submit, head to our Instagram at QUQuilt. We can't wait to read your work. Love, Quilt.
Next chapter in one of Canada's longest sports rivalries will be written on Saturday, September 13th. The Queen's Gaels travel to Toronto to reconnect with their old four foes. It's a clash 5 decades in the making, as the last Varsity Blues victory came on October 12, 1975. Can Queens continue their golden rule over the Varsity Blues, or will Toronto shock the world once more with another stunning underdog victory? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 3:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show, ahead of the scheduled 4 p.m. kickoff.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new release